You are listening to Reverend Millie's Witty Ditties, Volume 2.
These are Millie's Witty Ditties. They have no claim to fame. And if you'd never hear them, it wouldn't be a shame. Sometimes they will be rhyming, sometimes they will not. Some are worth remembering, and some are best forgot. Some carry quite a message of enormous, profound thinking. Some will make you hold your nose as if you think they're stinking. But listen close and you will find a lesson to make life lighter, and let each witty ditty help you hold God's finger tighter. Be aware of your struggle of others. They are your sisters and brothers. When one is troubled and hurting inside, there is no way possible for you to hide, no more than you can stop the pull of the tide. And this can unbalance your own universe. Then you only see things getting worse. And if you will put your hand in God's hand and hold tight as you pray for each woman and man, the burdens will lighten and you will begin to see that the lessons are learned and you will feel free from the constant demand of the negative force that seems to consistently knock you off course. And you will feel all the prayers that come from your heart, and your happiness then flows because you have done your part. You then will begin to think of all the things you can do, because when you feel balanced, you can think things through, and you'll see the many ways to help others with love. And that images God and lights the light from above. Are you being fair to your very self? Have you examined the tools on your own shelf? If you haven't, then you are harming you, and examining is something you better do. Does the one known as Jesus really hear your prayers? Does God see all your needs and know all your cares? Does every drop of water really hit the flowing seas? Does the soul of you want the answer to these? Well, I say not really, but what the soul really needs is to find each day filled with wonderful deeds. Because the soul knows all answers of any high demand, and that is the joy of imaging God to each woman and man. And as the love of this joy fills the soul to the brim, you will see the face of Christ, and you'll know it's Him. You won't need a picture or someone to point Him out, because your soul will cheer, and it will leave no doubt. At first, when you were very small, you didn't worry about a thing at all. But as you grew and began to see that you could fall and bruise your knee, you began to worry and fuss and fret and wonder how hungry could you really get. And could you actually get a car? Or would you have to walk maybe much too far? Or would you find a mate in life? Like, if you're a man, could you find a wife? You worry about this and worry about that. Perhaps that you're too skinny or much too fat. But remember, when you were very small, you didn't worry about a thing at all. Worry is just a thing you learned on earth. You didn't bring it through at your time of birth. When your soul decided to enter in, to pick a body and life's lessons begin, at that time, you knew that what really mattered was not whether your clothes were torn or tattered, or what food you ate, or what car you drove, or whether there was enough fruit in your apple grove. But you knew your thoughts were really you, and you knew you had just one thing to do, and that was to remain love of the purest kind, and to portray God's beauty and let your heart shine, and to watch your actions, thoughts, and deeds, and God would supply all your needs. Go ahead and grumble a lot, and grumbling will be all you've got. Complain about too much rain or too much sun, and about the troubled life ever since you've begun. Not enough joy, not enough money, Not enough time, and nothing seems funny. Your clothes are old, and your car won't start. Your friends do not know that you are smart. They do not know how much you've done for others. And you only have sisters, and you wanted brothers. You never had a chance to learn to ride a horse. And when you did captain your ship, you missed the course. You went to the dentist, but he wanted paid. And not paying the doctor was never okay. But if to grumble you want, then grumble you'll get. And as you give out, it will return. You bet. But why not try a different response to life today, like living thankful, and the need to grumble will fade away. All things in moderation. Yes, you can bet that's true. But a little speck of dust gets in your eye and your moderate scale is through. Now, you've heard it said for many years, perhaps said it many times yourself, oh, all things in moderation. Yes, does that pertain to wealth? Or how about a little drink of stuff called alcohol? A little of this in moderation can help you have a ball. But maybe what's too much for me might be just right for you. So maybe I'd become its slave and my free life would be through. So if this statement is really true, and I've said it my very self, where's the point of moderation of the bottle on your shelf marked poison if swallowed, or don't get it into your eye? Well, I don't want to test this out or even give it a try. So you see, there are many things right here on this earth that we don't need to try. We can really learn from others as we watch them passing by. So let's watch the statements that we make, or the thoughts that flood our head, and let's fill our lives with only truth. Let's all be spiritually fed. Let's question now and really think. Let's learn the truth and facts, that God is love, and love is God. And upon that fact, let's act. We'll find there is no moderation of the indulgence in God's love. And it's surely not addicting as it flows in from above. The supply is always constant, and it doesn't cost a dime. It will surely lift your spirits much more than your glass of wine. How tiny, how small, but encased in its wall, is the faith that is to show us all that there's a great plan for each woman and man. And all we need do is to just follow through. And by having the faith that God will provide, we'll be able to handle the fast-moving tide. And our hearts will be glad, and sometimes a bit sad, but always remembering we'll have all we need if we have the faith of the wee mustard seed. When the weather gets a little stormy and you wonder what to do, just remember how your faith in God can help to pull you through. Though you feel so very lonely and the world seems to treat you wrong, ask God and then be aware someone will come along and lift you to the joys again, and all will be just fine. But remember to also be alert to give someone else's life a shine, like reassure a suffering friend. When their faith seems a little weak, ask God to join you in this task. And when you open up to speak, you will find the words are loving and the assurance reigns supreme. And you will know that your faith can lift them as a dream. Faith is really the strongest of the virtues you possess. Without it, anyone on earth would live a life with stress. Faith comes in many expressions, but it lives in every heart. And to recognize it in yourself is a wonderful way to start. So you think you've got a bit of Irish luck? So you think you're lucky? Now don't pass the buck. A good life depends on more than just good luck. It relies a lot on using your brain that's in your head and becoming more aware of God's help instead. It depends on your actions, your thoughts, and your deeds, and cleaning out your life's garden that's full of weeds. Negative thoughts bring back their return to you, and negative back gives a pot of burnt stew. A streak of good luck can also be a reward for giving out love that was asked by the Lord. And as you give out, you then receive, and if you'll only notice this, you'll know, not believe, that a giant plan was set up long ago. If you follow a divine plan, your life will show that your life gets better as you become aware, and then reach out more often to show you care. The luck may not be luck at all, and angels may have helped you climb that wall, or pay the bill, or heal your wounds whenever you're sick. And the luck of the Irish may be an angel's trick that helps you be happy here on earth or wherever you are, whether here today, tomorrow, or on a faraway star. Instead of saying lucky and feeling so smart, saying thanks to the angels might be a nice start. Then say thanks to yourself for paving the way to help you have a glorious day. By giving out good so as it all comes back, takes more than Irish luck to stay on track. When money doesn't matter, then what would make you grin? Because the desire that governs most of us is the desire to always win. And it seems the winner of the game is the one with most possessions. And yet to think of owning all is the valley of misconceptions. There as yet has never been a penny worth of wealth that can be taken through the pearly gates or give back someone their health. Yes, the joys of life are simple, and the cost of them are small. We need only to be thankful. God has given joys to all, and the joys are not given to be held by each and every one, but to give away, and in return, the true game of life is won. Think to be free. You'll enjoy this earth, and you'll be so thankful you were given your birth. Let's teach our children to be loving and kind, not to walk as the masses so they're more apt to find that God uses their light to shine out in the dark. And just as a candle can light the spark that lights in mankind the wisdom of truth, and they can work for God while still in their youth. And teach others to think so they too can be free, and then build only good so in their lives they will see the heaven that was promised is the heaven you give. So we'll not just all be existing, we'll all really live. Let's keep an eye open for all we can observe about the pathway ahead, so it's love we can serve. Like watching the clouds of gray in the sky can tell us of rain coming, so we can stay dry. Streaks of red up your arm may mean call a doctor, and saving your life may become a factor. Or a gas gauge can say your engine needs fuel, and to ignore it, you'd sure be a fool. But the same stands true of the broadcasters on TV. They can be alerting us to things we should see that could help us make a better future ahead, but we sometimes just complain of the news instead. If gang members would observe the return to their friend of anger they put out as thoughts they did send, or dad who stayed drunk through all their young years, they could see that it caused him to end up in tears. Or observe the nations as they squabble and fight. They cause years of their people to live in such fright. And then as time goes on and the nations fall to their knees, other countries offer them help as they give out their pleas. I wonder if it could be possible for us to see the medicine that is put before us to help cure what the Bible calls sin, like exploiting womanhood, manhood, deceiving a friend, stealing, killing, wounding by the thoughts that we send. Yes, it's clean up and shape up and represent love, because that is the reason we came here from above. And the world lays out open for us to observe and learn, and with ourselves, not with others, it's best we be stern. A throwaway society? Is that what we're coming to? If it's no longer bright and shiny, then it will no longer do. If the shoes get a little dirty or scuffed up on the toe, it's in the trash can quickly. That pair of shoes must go. Clothes a little wrinkled and the iron is put away. It's off to go a shopping to the stores that very day. Paper towels and plastic baggies, bottles, cans, and even cups. Once in a while, we think, will it soon be all used up? But do we think of the vessel that contains old Mom or Dad? Can't be remanufactured when something seems to be going bad. When their skin begins to wrinkle and eyes no longer bright. No, they are not baggies you put in a trash can out of sight. Just remember, you're a vessel that can scuff up on the toe. So when you're a little older, your life's use is going to show. So let's try to help each other as we travel arm in arm. Then we'll be all well-rooted as we add to life a little charm. Like the redwoods in a forest that stand proudly side by side, when it comes to helping others, we can say we've really tried. We'll feel when we leave this body, we can look back and say, our path is lit with stardust, and the angels lead the way. Let's not just waste a minute. Let's pack lots of living in it. This is our life. Let's win the gold award. There's lots of love awaiting. You can do the celebrating if you just reach out in giving to the Lord. If you hold your hands tight-fisted, you will not know that you're gifted, and you'll miss the surprise waiting at your door. Now, the key to happy living is to only just be giving to the God self in everyone you meet. There are so many tools so shiny on the earth and on the briny, but they're all locked until you use the key of love. So not to waste a single minute, just put lots of your love in it. This is how life gives its blessings from our Lord. Don't worry about tomorrow, because it will never come. To waste time upon its future is really kind of dumb. Breathe in, enjoy the fragrance of the moment you are in. Forget about the wrong things, forget about all sin. Look forward to horizons, but love each little minute, because only you, yourself, is really, really in it. Listen as the birds sing, feel the gentle breeze, note the blooming flowers, bless the growing trees. You'll know you are so tiny, and yet precious as a babe, so vital to the whole of life. This is how God's plan was laid. The trail of light is a constant cycle, as nature sets its pattern supreme. No matter how you fight the trend, the cycle is a part of God's scheme. So look out the window of your soul as you enjoy the parade of the season's flow. We can count on winter after fall and the snow to answer the season's call. The rain must rise and then to fall, and the flowers to bloom and slowly die, and the tides to come in and then go out, and the birds will surely learn to fly. A constant circle is round about, and nature turns out in full array. This we can see as the years go by. God wouldn't have it any other way. The line of truth is very thin, but does not bend or snap, and is needed for the human race just as a tree has need for sap. Without the truth of love supreme, the world will hurt and ache. But the truth waits patiently, just as Mom waits for her child to wake. The first flutter of an eyelid, and Mom steps up to give a hand. And truth awaits for each of us in every corner of this land. Because truth is love, and love is truth, and love is God the Creator. But let's pray that all of humankind flutter their eyelids now, not later. Memories are forever, if you allow them to remain. They open doors of laughter and oftentimes of pain. But if you choose your memories because you have free choice, you will find the joy of living on the lighted loving course. When you remember, know that someone else remembers too, because your thoughts are always known by your angel crew. And sometimes they assist you to remember and select. The things you didn't understand can now be seen correct. Memories can bring you endless joy or sadness in its depth, and often enters into your lives even as you've slept. Because the dream state leaves memories with you too, dreams of and give experiences that help to guide you through. Memories are a blessing and a great tool from your friends. Some friends live free of their body and some around the bend. Some friends need a phone call or a letter in the mail. But a recall of a memory brings the friends across the veil. So often I wonder, as I sit alone, will anyone think of me? Will they call me by phone? And I remember the day just a few years gone by when I was so busy that to rest I must try. My family is grown and out on their own. They're often too busy to even come home. But one thing I've learned, there's a pattern to life. When a baby that grows to a young girl and wife, and just as our folks who went on before, we'll sit down to be quiet before we go through the door. We'll begin the cycle unending till peace we can find blending. And so often I wonder, as I sit alone, when will God come for me and take me home? Sitting alone in an old rocking chair is a dear little lady who needs loving care. Her family's all grown now and she's all alone with a heart full of love for the folks she has known. A call from her loved ones with a kind word or two would make her so happy and healthier too. But their lives are so busy with their family and life that they forget this little lady who was mother and wife. Now her life will slowly slip from her without them going to see her there as she sits alone in her old rocking chair. Water angels, we say, what are you and I? We are glad you're asking. We're right here close by. We're dressed in a body of pure white light as we watch you in love from the morning till night. We're all special, made by the Creator above, who sent us to earth to teach all to love and to bring joy and happiness and help you feel secure as we assist and direct you to God's open door. We really don't have wings or feathers like a bird, but we can sing to you the sweetest song ever heard. We know the plan of the great Spirit Divine, who is a friend of yours and a friend of mine. Now, as we describe us, we are describing you too, and we all have the very same job to do. That is to help others feel joy, happiness, and sure as we all assist each other to God's open door. You in your body of flesh and us in a body of light, helping each other know wrong from right. We're your best friends on the pathway to peace, where laughter and comfort will never more cease. Who have you missed as you pass by, with your heels quickly clicking and your head in the sky? Was it someone who sat quietly in a chair and you never even knew they were there? They could be someone special representing our Father who could have needed your drink of water, or someone who could have enlightened your trail and your drink of water could have come from their pail. Missing a rock star or a football kick might not be as important to you if you knew the trick of lifting your spirit to an elevation so high and entertaining angels in disguise passing by.